Adam Hall, not an easy day, obviously, but I think in the backdrop of what the team was able to accomplish in the playoffs, you guys are able to smile, and it's cool to just see you guys being a team in there as you sort of wait for your physicals and all of that stuff. But loaded question maybe, but just tell me about today.
It's definitely pretty heartbreaking. Kind of my last day at the rink playing for the Vancouver Giants. But I think we can all feel a sense of pride knowing how hard we played in the playoffs after such a disappointing regular season. Just kind of resetting and just kind of forgetting about that and just playing hockey.
I remember talking to you after games 1 and 2 in Everett. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the confidence that you took away from those first two games. And now fast forward a few weeks, here you are with 10 playoff goals under your belt and a whole whack load of confidence and memories to go with that, Adam. Just speak to the experience of the playoffs and sort of what it did for you as an older group and what you think it can also do for the younger players that got a taste.
Yeah, it's like you said, the memories. I'll remember this run like for my whole life. It's pretty incredible to do what we did, knocking off the one seed and then giving Kamloops a real good series there. For all the older guys here, like I don't think anyone really had very much playoff experience. So just getting a couple rounds under your belt, if this was maybe your last year, was a really great experience. And for the young guys, just seeing what it takes to win and just learning from that and kind of being older guys in the future, just kind of leading the way and knowing what it takes.
So now as you sort of forge ahead, well, actually, let's sort of double back to the career a little bit. We've talked about it a bunch, you and I, about the sort of the unique path to the WHL, being a teammate with your twin brother, traded to Vancouver, a bubble season, and now being a part of an 8 seed that beats a 1 seed. Is there one sort of moment, one sort of highlight that sticks out above any other, or right now is it all a bit of a blur?
I'd say it's all a bit of a blur, but one that just sticks out kind of right now is my overtime winner in game one. That's probably going to go down as one of the biggest moments in my hockey career. It's pretty awesome to have that opportunity and have that I can say I scored an overtime winner. And it's pretty much a blur, though. I can't really think about it right now.
What did it mean to you to be one of the 320-year-olds on this team this season?
It was a huge honor. Obviously, last year I had no idea if I was going to be back, and a lot of uncertainty, and just coming back and playing as a 20-year-old on this team with such a great group of guys and two other really great 20-year-olds, it's just an honor, and I'm very privileged to be able to play in this league as a 20-year-old.
Obviously, you've got some decompressing to do and some thinking to do, and I'm sure your answer hasn't changed since 2 weeks ago when I asked you this the more recent time, but any inkling, any thought about what the future holds?
Right now, not really. It's pretty much the exact same as when we last talked. I don't really know what the future holds yet.
What do you want to say to the fans, the supporters of the Vancouver Giants?
Thanks for supporting us throughout the year, and especially on this playoff run. You guys really helped us out a lot this year.
When you get to this point, I'm sure you're thinking of your family, you're thinking of coaches, you're thinking of all the folks that sort of played a part in getting you to this point. So, Adam, I'm just going to leave it open to you to just thank any family, thank any friends, anybody that just sort of comes to mind. The floor is yours.
Yeah, I'll have to thank first and foremost my teammates and those guys in the dressing room. I couldn't do it without those guys and the coaching staff here. Obviously my parents and my brother and the rest of my family is hugely important to me, and my friends back home, they know who they are, and my trainer and guys I skate with in the summer, they've all really helped me get to where I am today.